Okay, we're ready to start. We have four board members here. Stephanie is out today, so I'm gonna substitute for her. So we're gonna make a call to order, and we're gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance. Flag is in the back corner. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now Chi-Chi's going to sing the national anthem.
I'm going to lip sync.
Well, I'll sing, and you can lip sync.
Now's the time for public comment in case you're not going to stick around. We're all going to stick around up here, so may as well stick around. It may be fun. So, seeing none, we move to the next thing, approval of the minutes for January 29, 2025. And I have one little change. If we could just add on number five, reported John Prescott reported Trailhead, and it's Craft Trailhead.
Craft Mountain Trailhead.
So we could just add that into there so we know. We have many, many trailheads. Anybody else with any changes? By the way, Megan.
Yes.
Good job on the minutes.
I didn't do them. I left them.
With Evan's help.
But she wasn't here last time, so.
She's a good listener to.
There you go. So you took it off there. Good. Well, in that case, Electra. Good job on the minutes.
I had a little assistance.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve the minutes for January 29, 2025. Do I have a...
I'll second the motion.
Approve.
I certainly don't disagree.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we have the attendees voting.
Now we have approval
well,
of
somebody's got to do it.
Approval of the agenda for February 26th today, 2025, and whole combined delete any items. No, anybody? Okay, I'll make. Okay, Thomas, make
no,
your first.
Please,
motion.
Tom.
You make
yes.
your first
please,
motion?
Tom. Oh, sure.
No pressure.
He's going to move to approve.
You're going to make the motion to approve.
There you go. That's what I was.
I
will.
I.
All right.
Yeah, we. It's a 4-0 vote.
I got you.
It's a 4-0 vote. I see everybody nodding their head. Or okay, informational items.
All right.
Informational items. Receive a report from Las Vegas Water District, Jordan. Regarding the current well levels, status of the Blue Diamond water system, and other related concerns. Jordan, nice start, by the way.
Thank you.
Before you even start.
Put hours and hours into it. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jordan Bunker with the Water District. Not a whole lot to report this evening. The wells were measured on February 24th. The north well came in at 12.57 feet below land surface. The south well was 12.21 feet below land surface. It's about a third of a foot lower than they were last month, and just over a foot from where they were in February of last year. Obviously, it's been really, really dry. However, we did get almost 2 inches of rain on, I believe it was the 13th, the day it rained.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always helpful. It's a good amount to get in one day, so excited about that. Other than that, operationally, there have been no major leaks or breaks over the past several weeks, and that concludes my report.
And so we didn't have a measurement for December, huh?
We didn't, no. He didn't get out. I think he didn't just wasn't able to get out because of the holiday. He was in the office or something, so.
From what I remember, and so 2020, we had the 230 days of no rain. It was a good year, 2020. I think the discussion then was we don't really look at a recharge from precipitation for 2 years in the wells. I think just looking at, because I think at one time with the engineer here, it was like, okay, here's the rain. And then it looked like the wells responded to whatever was an ultra dry year, ultra wet year, like 2 years after. Because right now, I mean, that I'm guessing that 2027 is where we're going to see the impacts of this this cycle? Because it seems like it's every 5 years we're getting cycled. Like,
it really is. I mean, if you remember how wet 2023 is, we're still enjoying, you know, relatively healthy aquifer.
Yeah. We went, did we go 220-ish days on before?
Yeah, almost the same as
2017 or 2016.
Yeah, it was pretty close, yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to predict what the next 4 years are going to look like, but, I mean, according to the trends, pretty much every year that's a really good wet year is immediately followed by two or three or even four.
I thought it was a function of how often I washed my car, but
Well, no, apparently not.
What happened to our snow? We got at one point it was every 10 years, then it was every 3 years, and now it's
But you're using a lot less water now.
Yeah, obviously. Our drawdown is not bad.
That's a good point.
Well, because it was also repairing all of the lines too. I mean, apparently we were leaking like a sieve.
Have you guys factored that in, Jordan? Have you looked at consumption versus well levels?
Yeah, and we don't have the total 2024 build consumption data quite ready yet, but as soon as we have that ready, we can bring
it. When do you think that would happen?
Here in the next month or so.
Cool, that's what we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure.
You should tell them, you know, 23 use this much, 24 use this much. So they can see that their conservation efforts are being...
Well, and not just personal conservation efforts, but the fact that you guys have plugged a lot of leaks. You know?
I mean, the same number of houses.
Right.
But yeah, and you can meter the gallons.
The leaks in the infrastructure, I think, are one of the...
But your people are using less water, they're getting rid of grass, and you should recognize that.
Yeah, and we provide that to the board. We provided it before, and we'll be able to look at... your build consumption, we can compare that to the actual production, which is the water that's actually coming out of the well. So we can look at both of those numbers once they're available. It should be fairly soon.
We're going to hold you to that.
Great.
Thank you.
No, thanks, Jordan.
Right, thank you.
And just so everybody knows, just once, we even though we know who you are, just mention your name and address so we know you're not a robot. We have to do it correctly, so just once. That's all you got to do. Okay, next is receive a report from Metro. Receive a report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, updates on Legacy Bike Trail, information about the Red Rock National Conservation Area, and other updates about public lands.
Boris Puff, manager of Red Rock KNCA. The trails of 159, earlier this month we installed some accessibility gates that people with mobility devices can roll over. and we will have an official press release later on this in March. Also in March, Friends of Red Rock Canyon celebrate the 40th anniversary, the oldest friends group for Red Rock. And I think it's on the 24th, we'll have a celebration for them in March. And in terms of the gate at Red Spring, in change of administration, things have slowed down a little bit. I mean, it's still a project, but the priority has kind of dropped for the time being, so there might be a slight delay. I think that's all that I have for Red Rock.
We really don't Katrina Williams, Field Manager, Red Rocks, Home Field Office, BLM. Really don't have any updates on the Legacy Trail. Just like the BLM, Federal Highways is having to look at contracts and agreements and things like that too, kind of stalls things a little bit. And we're going to see a lot of that with what we're doing. But as far as we know, it's still going to go forward. It's just like we don't know when the first phase is going to start. So we would love it to start tomorrow. Right?
100%.
I was laboring under the illusion, I guess, that there was actually almost a start date for when the work at Sky Vista was going to begin.
Yes, and it's out to bid, and I don't have a start date because they're still in the bid. The bidding process takes forever, so because that's the county part of it, and it's in the bid process right now.
Thank you.
So hopefully I'll have a start date.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but the park rangers team continue to build new signs out there and do all sorts of things to beautify Red Rock Canyon. So, and we had a in the Calico Basin area an Adopt-A-Trail project that had volunteers come out and a company called Get Happy that sponsored the trail. And so with those sponsors, they can, you know, happen annually too, that will always pay attention to these trails there. So it's a pretty cool program with Friends of Red Rock. So.
And who is the trail sponsor?
Get Happy.
Get Happy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the first one was, we had one a couple months ago with Neon, was our first Adopt-A-Trail program.
Is that, so is that somebody that's adopting all the trails in Calico Basin, or is it one trail per?
It's one trail at a time, and anybody can work with Friends of Red Rock to nominate a trail, and then it gets full attention by everybody. So, thank you.
No, I mean, I can add for the Adopt-A-Trail program, it's a trailhead and a trail, right? So the parking lot. So the next trails that we're looking at, a couple more inside the scenic loop, like Pine Creek is one that we're looking at, Sandstone Canyon. But then we're also looking at some of the trailheads of 159. And then someone would adopt a trail, they would do a donation to Friends and of Oak Creek and Lower Oak Creek, Middle Oak Creek, those areas where we just installed the gates will also be up for adoption.
Hmm. I almost think that would be great if something like that got posted at like the bulletin board on Calico Basin. And I happen to know somebody who's got the keys to that. So I mean, if you guys feel like posting something that the public could actually see that was available, even if it's not on like, hey, here's all the individual ones, if you put together a flyer that said, look, there's this program and it happens, and if you're interested in adopting a trail, here's how to go about it and who to contact.
Sure.
You should have my email address somewhere. And, just send me whatever, and I'll post it there for you. I assume there's no problem with Clark County for that, Megan.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that idea. Thank you.
By the way, great sweatshirt.
Thank you.
Gift shop.
Yes.
Really? You're selling.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from there.
You didn't bring any.
No,
you didn't bring any.
That's pretty cool.
I paid for it.
That's pretty cool.
I'd have been better if you had stolen or just borrowed it.
You could bring them for sale at every meeting and see if people want them.
They've got some good stuff out there now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's move on to receive a report from BLM Law Enforcement.
Christopher Allen, day shift supervisor for law enforcement for the BLM. For the Red Rock area, we're seeing a slight increase in DUIs on 159. There's that head-on accident Saturday about 4 p.m. where we had the highway shut down for about 2 hours. That was a DUI that AHP took off our hands. It's climbing season, so obviously we're seeing an uptick in search and rescues. We just did one today with the help of Las Vegas Metro out at Black Velvet for a climber that fell 20 feet.
Mm.
And last week we had a woman who wasn't a climber, but she decided she could climb about 400 feet up in civilian clothes, like smooth-soled boots, and got stuck about 400 feet up by Craft Mountain.
Was she wearing heels?
She wasn't wearing high heels.
No.
Yeah, that's what I said, high heels.
Knee-high boots with no soles.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Wow.
So
yeah.
We've had an uptick in search and rescues.
Going up, it's not a problem.
On the opposite side of the coin, our automobile burglaries are actually down for this month as opposed to last year at this time. So either the folks have moved on to greener pastures or our patrols have deterred them and sent them someplace else. But at the same time, all the burglaries at Seven Magic Mountain have remained the same. So
the car burglaries even out here are high?
They're actually down this month as compared to January of 2024.
Out here, though, but not out off of Las Vegas.
Seven Magic Mountains, that parking lot with the seven columns of painted rocks.
Right.
That's an art project.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
State of Nevada Museum.
So, it's
It's either about the same level or higher there this time of year.
Wow.
Stephanie, you're a seasoned veteran now. You got a name.
I've been throwing
and,
my car keys out for nobody else comes picks them up.
Pretty funny.
Any other questions? Yeah, you're off easy.
I have one question though, which is where was this accident you were talking about?
Right at the City Loop exit, mile marker 8-ish.
I see. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was the Saturday one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we'll move on to planning and zoning, and we have ZC 25.
Please give to me, but I don't have anything. So.
Sorry, Megan.
Proceed. Right.
He was trying to do you a favor.
You've got nothing.
I just don't have anything unless there's questions for me.
I got one question.
Yes.
This has been ongoing for a long time, with the RV park not showing up at our January meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to get some teeth where we make them come back, where we know it had already gone through the planning commission, and so it was going to go to the BCC a couple of days after it came to us. But I mean, it just seems like if they can do it, then anybody else coming.
That was their time to come back. They were coming back.
I know, but they didn't show. But then they went right through to the BCC.
Right, and that I.
And we couldn't hold it.
You could have asked to hold it. He has agreed to come and present. They have, I think, a couple tweaks they're going to do. So he wants to come back. And just so everyone knows, it wasn't intentionally trying to skip Red Rocket in his communication.
He's a decent person, but I'm not. But it's happened in the past where somebody has not shown, and it's gone right through to the planning.
Not very often.
But it does seem like there should be some kind of teeth where we get a chance to say.
And there usually is. Had it not been already so confusing. I would have made them come back again.
Yeah.
But it had already been held up and everything.
In this case, figuring that the Planning Commission had approved it already, that most likely the BCC was going to approve
not
it anyway. So, I mean, there are circumstances where you go, okay, you know, they didn't show, not a big deal.
Well, and staff had recommended approval as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you did have something. Planning and zoning, ZC-25-0078. And excuse me if I mispronounced the name, Hauk, Jeremiah Seth, and Samantha Suzanne. And it's a zone change to classify 2.36 acres from an H2, which is general highway frontage zone, and an RS-80, residential single family zone, to a RS-80. Zone within the Red Rock overlay. It's located on Cote Road and 260 feet south of Blue Diamond Road within Red Rock. And so for possible action. So thank you very much.
You're
so
welcome.
Would you like to do a presentation
for
us?
Sure. I'm Samantha Hauk. This is my husband, Jeremiah. He goes by Seth, his middle name. So if you hear Seth, just know that it's still the same guy. So we're the new owners there. We're looking to change it to an RS-80 so we can start pulling permits to possibly build a barn there. We have horses.
Hold on. In case anybody doesn't know, this is the wiffle ball property.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're the new owners.
No more wiffle ball.
The lights are gone. We're trying to convert it into more horse property. That is our goal in life. So that is the zoning right now. We are in H2 technically, which is nothing. So there's no being able to pull permits. So that's why we're here today. And to meet all you guys.
And you were it was approved for a horse stable a while ago when Rick and Rochelle had it,
exactly.
The Rexius.
Yep.
So I call it the Rexius property. Other people call it the Wiffle Ball property.
Yeah.
But it's most people will probably know where.
It was approved for horse stables and a covered arena. When they had it, yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of our goal, is to kind of do something similar at some point.
Okay. Anybody have questions?
Is it the people that moved to...
Yes.
Around?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Name and address.
Hauk.
B?
Oh, staff B.
One time.
11620 West Torino. And
what's your question?
I'm sorry. Just was clarifying which property they were talking
they
about.
They were the people moving to Pearl River.
Yeah.
Because I assumed, in my mind, I thought they were across the street.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was a vacant piece of land. Sorry.
Any questions?
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I got a curious question.
Just a curious question, since we haven't seen it. Usually we get the application and it says like it costs X amount of dollars, and I'm not looking at your finances or anything, but I'll have to ask Megan on this one. If H2 is going to be changed to something else, and if they paid any money, is there any way that
did they do this for free? We did because we had no plans. If we had plans with it, then we would have had to pay money for it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. No,
but
I just
want to. We're doing it with no plans as
good.
Of right now because we don't have anything currently ready to go. So that's why we're doing it with no plans.
Yeah, good. H2 ones are all
free.
Good. I just want to make sure. I'd hate to see somebody, you know, lay out money and then a couple months later, all of a sudden, it was going to change anyway. Anybody want to make a motion?
No.
Please don't.
I'll move to approve.
And I wholeheartedly agree.
I agree. Four-oh.
Me too.
4-0. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
What?
The single motion does help the secretary.
And if Ricardo with his dogs gives you any problems, just let me know.
No,
I'll talk to Ricardo.
They're super sweet. The floodlights are all gone.
Take it down.
They're taken down and gone. Yeah,
yeah,
they're all gone.
They would blind me at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And I'm like two or three streets down.
Yeah, they're gone completely. So no more.
All right, general business. Ryan Cooper will share information and answer questions about the Ultra X Nevada race being planned for October 20th to the 24th of 2025.
Okay,
not well, it says 24 here, so we missed that when we
and it's
when
only
we,
at the 24th that we'll be discussing.
When we approved the agenda, we one of got by us.
Great. And that's available too if anybody wants some news afterwards. I'm Ryan Cooper. I'm the local liaison assistant race director for Ultra X. This will be our second year hosting an event in Nevada. It's kind of a cool backstory. This is a company from the UK. They put on stage races throughout the world, Tanzania, Wales, all these places, these destination places. And when it came to the North America, three locations came up, Colorado, Utah, and Nevada. I'm a local here. I have deep roots in the trail running community for the past 10 years. The race director reached out to me and I sold him on Vegas. I sold him on, there's more than just the strip in Vegas. We have all these amazing trails, we have all these amazing mountains, and it would be a cool way to display and to just share this with people from around the world. So it's kind of how this came about. And it was very successful last year in regards of, we got to highlight some amazing trails last year. So this is a 5-day stage race. Participants will be covering 220 kilometers. For us in the US, it's about 100 miles over 5 days. So what we do is, we design the trails, we design the route, they camp, there'll be two different camp locations. They'll be starting in Mount Charleston for 2 days, Laval Canyon for 2 days, and then I'm proposing that we finish here in you guys' lovely park right here. Be a great way to wrap up our stage race here. Just kind of run through this real quick. So,
first up, you're the end of the race is in Blue Diamond Town.
Correct. This is where we'd love to finish here.
In the county park.
Right by your house.
So, we were saying in an event, we had 45 people last year. So, I don't want you to think this is like a Ragnar. We don't have 1,000 people running through your yards leaving a bunch of trash. We are all respect.
1,000 people to run 100 miles in 5 days.
That'd be awesome. I wish. I mean, financially, that'd be great.
I'm lovely retired. But...
What's that?
How many are you expecting this year?
We have just about 30 signed up as of now. We would love to hit 50 to 80 people. 80 on the high end would be a great number. Mm-hmm. If we get more than that, it would be a home run. I don't see that. Mm-hmm.
So it's 20 miles a day. Basically, it's probably not downhill, because if you're coming from Mount Charleston, are you going to come on the backside and then Level Canyon and then down Red Rock?
No, Torino.
Great question. So we spend 2 days at Mahogany Ranch, and we do 2 to 7 days out there, a marathon each day. And then we shuttle everybody to the visitor center.
I thought you were across. That would be cool.
No, we couldn't find a connector. Like La Madre, we just couldn't
find a connector. Well, I know. I was thinking you're going to have to go bouldering. But okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You want to do it?
Huh?
You want to do it?
No. Yes, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to train.
You got time.
So they wait for us every day.
Just real quick to clarify. So day three, they'll be coming from Spring Mountains. Visitor Center, we'll go up and over Rocky Gap into Lavelle, up to Torino Ranch. We had a great partnership with Brett Torino. He's going to let us use his amazing property up there.
Yeah, amazing.
Which is really, really cool, because I don't think he does that a lot. So I'm very excited to have that. And then the very last day, we're going to be running from Torino Ranch all the way, hopefully, to here to finish off the race.
So down Blue Diamond?
What's that?
Like down Blue Diamond Road and then crossing over?
So we'll go kind of just retrace. So we'll go Torino Ranch, Rocky Gap, down through Red Rock.
Okay, then back over that way. And then, that's a good track. Nice.
Yep. Yeah, we've worked with other race companies here. So I know Desert Dash has hosted some events here in the past. So kind of copied some of Josh Eddy's playbook on this. So he's the one that gave us a lot of information here. What else?
You bring bathrooms at the park?
Yeah, so I noticed you only have the two bathrooms. So if we reach that point to where we get, we'll defer to you guys on how many porta-johns we need, so we don't, overuse the facility. But yeah, we'll bring in dumpsters if needed and porta-potties. And
I just know there's only two little bathrooms at the park.
Yeah.
Right. What do you have on water home for? How many bathrooms for how many people? Does anybody know? Megan, you seem like somebody might know.
What?
You seem like somebody that might have gone through that planning experience.
But it's not just the research. Right. You understand?
Right. But I can imagine.
It's your whole entourage.
Right.
I look like I know about toilets?
They're all sitting here.
I think I know about planning.
Okay. So, if you're expecting max of 80, right?
Yeah.
I imagine, if there was a baseball game there, there'd be more than 80 people there. All the parents and everything. So, if you start growing, which hopefully you will, I think maybe we should kick that in then. But I'm thinking 80 people is probably not. If you get 80.
I'll tell you, they were camped out there all day.
Who?
There's a whole entourage of people waiting for the participants. They're all waiting at the park.
Yeah. Most of our participants are coming from overseas, so a large percentage are from the UK. So they will bring maybe one or two people with them, but it's not like a local race where they bring the whole clan with them.
I just don't know if you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's only two little bathrooms at the park.
Right. Let's talk to Josh and see what his experience has been, because they've done it twice now, I think, in the park, two or three times.
The Desert Dash was pretty big.
Desert Dash,
But it was a lot bigger.
Right, so let's see. If they were fine with a bigger event, we'll feel it out.
We went with volunteers and our staff. I mean, if we have 80, it would probably be around 100 people total. So let me talk through a timeline real quick. So we're looking at Friday the 24th. This will just be the finish line. It's a five-day stage race, but we'll finish here. So our footprint's relatively small. We would shuttle our...
The award ceremony is really small.
Yeah, yeah.
After 5 days.
Yeah. Well, what we propose is we want to embrace the Nevada Outdoors Days as well. So this may change the numbers a little bit. We would like to invite locals to participate in a kids run or something attached to this to celebrate the outdoors on Nevada Outdoors Day. That's an option we've been throwing around as well. So they would basically start at the park, and we would do a 1 mile or a 5K run attached to this state race as well. Load in, we would be here around 8 o'clock in the morning. We expect our first finisher around 11 a.m. 2 to 5 is the bulk of the runners will be coming in between those times, 2 and 5. 5 p.m. is our awards. 6 p.m., buses leave. So we'll be cleaned up. Park will be immaculate. We'll leave without a trace at 7 o'clock. We'll be gone. So 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. is our ask.
It will be crowded, just because that's prime time. Mm-hmm. That's high season for, and God, this past weekend, if anything, that's what it's going to be like in the future. We're going to need more bathrooms anyway. I mean, regardless if we have an event or not,
they should just have their own.
It's packed. It is packed. I mean, you've been here on the weekend,
yeah,
right? In the spring and the fall.
Yeah, they pay me. They make the check right out to me.
Yeah. You pull it right in from Sandy Valley? You got a whole thing?
I mean, yeah. You guys can all pee in the horse trailer. I've
done that, too. I think everybody that has horses has done that.
Yeah. No, they don't pay me, but they do pay a fee for the use of the park.
So you'll be advertising to have more people come than potentially than the 80 people?
Yeah, that's the ask, is that we can have a side event and just kind of get the public involved, get them outdoors, and you know, promote physical activity and have the kids run and have a fun 5K maybe attached to this and get the community involved. And that wouldn't even be much of a profit on our end. It's more just to cover our cost, just to get people outdoors and get them active. And we would love to partner up with
you guys. Could you get a hold of Taverty? Because that property across the street from the park is their property. It's not public property.
So just however it's been done in the past, I would love to follow Josh's.
So we only heard one once, so I'm just letting you know that property across the street from the park belongs to Taverty's. So you probably should get a hold of them.
I will help you.
And let them know that you're going to use, you probably end up overflowing over there. Just out of courtesy.
Absolutely.
I just don't want you to think it's part of the park.
Gotcha. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You are Mr. Negative tonight.
Oh, well, let's try to be transparent.
Have you thought about if you're going to be inviting kids and stuff like that, if doing like even working with the local elementary and they can like get money from that too, or like some kind of...
That would be great. Yeah, we'd love to.
Fundraising, yeah, opportunity for the school that's right there in that park, basically.
Yeah, I'd love to have that conversation with elementary school. I'd love to connect with a couple of businesses that are here, maybe provide the catering, you know, for the event. And any way we could put money back into the community, be more happy to do that first.
Have you spoken to the restaurant owners?
I dropped off a flyer. The decision maker wasn't there, so they're supposed to come tomorrow and see if we can work out a deal on the catering.
And also, is most of this going to be off-road or on-road?
So the majority of this is going to be on trail. That's
on
the
trail.
For Ultra X, yeah, it's mainly trail. Of course, we have to use the 159 to get from the visitor center the majority of the way down here.
Okay, so what I'd be asking is, I guess it was the last race where they had electronic signage out there, like I would say at least 5 days to roughly a week ahead of time, mm-hmm. saying that on the 20th to the 25th, that there may be a delay between mm-hmm. such and such, that something is listed. I mean, but as long as I think the last time it was, they were going to hold up traffic where
it was. That was for La Top, though. That was for La Top, where
you can only
use a whole half.
Yeah, so
you're working
still
with NDOT, right?
We're working with MOB, who's working with NDOT. We're going to use the same TCP that Josh did. So whatever VMB, visual measure boards are used, we'll do that same.
Yeah.
We'll follow his footsteps.
Yeah, I don't think you need a whole lane.
No, we just need a shoulder.
Yeah.
We'll have a cone line set up with all the proper signage and stuff.
Yeah, the top takes a whole lane, so that makes sense.
It's not going to be nearly as big.
Okay, good. Any other questions?
Are you going to end up showing up in front of this council again before this event?
If it's required,
he doesn't have to. He doesn't even have to be here today.
No,
this is just a courtesy that he comes to talk. But If you come up with more plans and you want to give input for the community, you're welcome to come back. But we'll be communicating.
It would be a good idea if you do go with the kids at that point in time, and at that point in time, if it grows from 30 to 50 or 60, whatever, and then you can kind of just either email something to us or whatever and say we're expecting, you know, 100 people up here. So this way the residents, we'll know what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
100%.
I used to be on the board at the school, so I could have the contacts there so I can get you in touch with the right people there.
I would love that. Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah, I think it would still be informational. There's no action for this board to take.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Good luck with it.
Yeah,
good luck.
Actually, can I just say that since the top was mentioned, the top this year is May 3rd.
May 3rd?
Really? I haven't heard anything from them yet.
Yeah, no, it's you have a 5-year permit, so the first weekend in May. So this year it's May 3rd.
Usually they're already doing stuff.
Like,
okay.
Well, last year it was canceled because of the wind.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's a bummer.
To go ahead.
And I did have one thing I forgot. I lied. The rest of the H2 zone changes will be coming through next month.
Oh, okay, next month. Okay, good. Now, comments by the general public. Anybody got comments, complaints, anything?
Chi-Chi. Oh, all right.
How did you know? How did you know?
You look like it.
Chi-Chi.
I don't have a complaint. I just want to, with Chi-Chi being here, number two, Mariah.
Thank you.
I just want to ask, we put in a request for that park expansion 3 years ago, and then we talked about it 2 years ago, and then we talked about it a year ago.
Which park?
County Park.
County Park.
Is that ever going to happen, or is that never an option? Do we have to, what would you suggest we do? Because really, the park expansion, what we're asking for, isn't really a big ask. We're not asking to expand the park. We're just asking to add another element to an existing
right.
park.
So here's
I'm just trying to keep
do.
It in perspective in what the way we were told 4 years ago, 3 years ago, is submit it, then it would be
there was never a timeline given to you. Never. There's never been a timeline given to you. And like I explained, this is not a shopping list. This is not a wish list. This is a, if the county were to have a budget, what does the community want? So, like I've explained before, your community has a lot of the stuff that other communities don't. So, if you were a commissioner or you were the, you know, Parks and Rec, and you have a community that doesn't have things, and you guys have all those things already, you're going to help the community that doesn't have those already. So it may not be next year. It may not be 10 years. I don't know. But until there's extra money to be spent, it's not going to be on there. There's no budget set aside for it.
I do recall you saying that.
Right.
Can I say one thing about that? I've only been here a short amount of time. But when you say things like, our park, this is a destination community. It's not our park. This is Las Vegas's park. And the people that go to that park are not people that live in this community. We have our own park, and then we do go over there, but it's absolute, right? It's absolutely used by not us.
Yeah.
So I understand that other parks are underserved in some communities, but I mean, any weekend, that park is packed with people that are not in this community.
Right. And I hear what you're saying. I don't make the budget decisions.
I know.
All of this goes in, and I tell you every year too, I hate that process because it leads to this.
Yeah.
That process, I think, leads to unrealistic expectations, and I got in trouble for not doing it. So that's why we do it every year, and this is exactly why I don't like to do it, because there isn't a budget.
Yeah.
It's just, what would you like if there was a budget?
Well, your story has not changed on that.
Because that is what it is.
No,
yeah.
No.
And I don't like it. I hate this.
But okay. You can say that, and I appreciate that. But what I wanted to try to avoid, you know, after my 3 years of asking, is some guidance in directing us to the person or the persons for to get nominated for that?
I said every request.
I know you guys are saying, well, you got to do all this stuff, and you got everybody pecking at you, okay? But that's not my problem.
I know that's not your problem. But here's the thing.
The reality is, what we're asking for is not a big ask. Okay, these houses at Blue Diamond are worth 10 times more than any of the other little valleys that you talk about. And they pay 10 times more in property taxes, and they contribute, and they put up with the tourism, 1 million people a year. I mean, there's a lot of sacrifices that we put up with here as well.
I understand
that. So all I'm asking for is point us in the right direction of the person. You should not be that person. And Justin Jones should not be that person.
I'm saying
there should be somebody that we could talk to, that we could bring our request up to.
So your
and
request,
then it could be brought up to the board.
Let me explain to you how it works.
Seven commissioners.
Okay, so every year I come to you and I come to all my towns and I get the input.
I
send an email to the director of Parks and Rec, the director of RPM, and say, here's what they're asking for every single year. And I also put, if it's a request that's been made before, mm-hmm. I make sure to point that out. So they're getting the information. The people that are supposed to get the information are getting the information directly from me every year. Okay. But if there's no money, there's no money. They can't make it appear.
Chi-Chi, who's we? You keep saying we.
When you say we.
When you're saying we want something.
There's a lot of people that live here and that come here. When you see them come here on the weekend, you're more than welcome to come here on the weekend and see them. They're all hanging out in this little section of the park that's made for infants.
Yeah.
Okay? It's really...
Well, toddler.
It's very dated. This park's been around for 20 years. It's not... The upgrading is not a big deal. It's like $100,000, $150,000.
Oh, that's
not
true. That's absolutely not true.
And I went to the original park guy, and I had him draw three different
It would probably be over $1 million.
Yes, it would be over a million. There was three options. But all it needed to be is try to figure out how to get in the queue. I'm not asking you to do it. By having that in there, you are. But what I'm kind of concerned about is just being put on the ignore for 4 years, and there's no solution. And that's why I'm only bringing it up.
I know.
And I'll be here again in 6 months.
I know, you will.
And I'll bring it up again.
And I'm going to tell you the same thing.
I'll bring it up a year ago because I still pay my taxes every year.
So do I.
You know?
So do I. I hear that argument in every single town I go to. Everyone pays their taxes. You have chosen to live in a place where your taxes are higher than mine.
It's not your money. It's not your money. That's the difference between you and I. It's not yours. It's county money, and that's the difference. What I'm trying to explain is, there's a way to get to the parks director. That's all we need to do.
That's
is
what
help
I do
us
every
set
year.
Set me up a meeting with the guy.
And you know, there's 19 town boards in Clark County. There's 19. And everyone does that every year. So they get requests from 19 different communities for stuff.
Okay.
And I think you're taking it personally. This is not a dig on Blue Diamond in any way. This is a budget issue. And I'm sure there's people in your organization that think they should make more money, they should get bonuses, they should get things, and you have to make decisions. And it doesn't mean they're not worthy. It doesn't mean that you don't like them. It just means that it doesn't work because that's the part of the company they're in. And it's the same thing. You're in the budget with almost 3 million people. And
I think there's a way around it. Work as a group and try to figure out how to get it earmarked at some point. Design and budget, all that. It's a process. Right now, we're not even in the process. We're not even in the queue. Anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere in 4 years. And that to me seems like a long time. in my opinion.
There's things that have been requested way longer than 4 years. I've been doing this for 13 years, and Sandy Valley has asked for a skate park for 13 years. And when that went in, the commissioner was trying to find some money for it, thinking it'd be a couple hundred thousand, 1.2 million. So, you know, I'm as honest as can be with you. I tell you exactly what it is. I tell you exactly what I do. Believe me, if I could do that for you so I'd never have to hear this again, no, it happened tomorrow.
We've done our work. We did our due diligence.
So it's a lot of other people.
Draw a plan, show this, get a budget. We've done more than just peck at the door. I mean, I just think we're past that point. And at some point, we need to get some earmark. And that's all I'm asking. But if it's not a big deal for you guys, it's not a big deal.
That's not what I'm saying. And you know that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, might I put something out there? What if we, as a board, as a council, what if we ask for somebody from the Parks Department to be here at a meeting so we can discuss what Chi-Chi's talking about? I would also love to get somebody from the Road Department who, somebody had come out about 2 years ago. I said, can you please look at our road? It hasn't been sealed for a long time. Now, I'm just talking about our road now. And what I would like to do is I would like to find out from the county how many of the roads from the one half of Wallapai, which is Red Rock, through all the other streets going up the road, Schaumburg a little bit there. It's all dirt for all intents and purposes. Colca going up to see how much maintenance they have gotten. So going back to when the guy comes out and I said, look, I walk down the mailbox all the time and there's a ton of alligator cracks going all the way down and the cracks go across. And I said, it's gray. I said, on our cul-de-sac, we seal it every 5 years. And the guy told me, he goes, old concrete, it just gets brittle and gets worse. So the guy from the county came out and he looked at it and he goes, you know, there are a lot worse roads than yours. And I'm thinking like, I had two words for him, but I didn't say it to him. And you know what they are. One begins with an F and the other one begins with a U. And basically.
And that's the way to get things done, yeah. Is it that kind
of thing? No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Let me tell you something.
Wait, let me finish. And we pay our taxes. And to have somebody come in and be that rude like that, to just say there are roads that are worse than yours, I don't buy it. So,
okay.
Sorry.
So roads, and I think I've told you guys this before, that roads are objectively graded, not by a person making decisions. So there is a vehicle, and I still want to be able to see it, that drives every lane of every mile of every road in Clark County.
How long does that take?
I don't remember, but it takes a long time. And it grades the roads. It's a computer. So it grades the roads and gives them all a rating. And that's how the decisions are made about what road. So when he says there's roads that are worse than you, it's not him making a judgment call. It's an objective rating by a computer that has driven every mile in every road.
Can we see those results anywhere? Are they publicly available?
I don't know. I'll find out. I want to see the machine. I want to see what it looks like.
Well, can you bring it here for show and
tell? Us liaisons haven't gotten to see it yet.
Well, I will tell you, that machine did not drive all our road, so how would he know that our road wasn't as bad as other ones?
You don't know that. Every single mile.
He didn't drive. That machine did not drive our road
that day.
Every single lane of every road in all of Clark County.
Okay.
Is driven.
I'd like to see the record of it. If you could pull that up.
Okay.
When they did that.
I would too.
And Calico Basin. I would like to see. I don't know what the road condition
sure
is there.
I saw that in Sandy Valley.
So is it hard to get the Parks and Rec guy here?
There's a brand new director as of yesterday.
Would that be hard?
I'll ask him.
That'd be awesome.
I'm sure he's sitting there twiddling his thumbs, can't wait to.
But be nicer to him than you are to me.
About it before.
If I'm inviting him here, you better be nicer to him than you are to me.
I will be nice.
Okay.
I will even buy him dinner at the Cottonwood.
Okay.
Those
are the park roads
we're talking about. Though.
No, I'm
not talking about the park guy. He doesn't care about the roads. I take care of my own roads.
Remember that the correct address is your lordship.
Did I mention that I'm retiring in a year and 10 months? And a lot of this is why. Just so you know. I'm out. 25 years is planned. Yeah.
Did you get a nominated successor? Do we pick that person, or how's that work?
I don't know. I have people tell me all the time, "Oh, your job is so cool, but I wouldn't want it." So
well, because
see.
You actually have to work.
Yeah.
Well, let me just end this meeting. Next meeting date, March 26, 2025. Adjournment. What's that?
Will that be a Wednesday?
Oh, it better
That'll
be.
That'll be a Wednesday. That'll be a Wednesday. And Stephanie will be here.
What?
No, different Stephanie. Oh.
It's over. Everybody can
All
talk
right.
now.
Thank you. Good night.
I have a